And actually, if you don't do the work yourself, you're kind of expecting people to do the work and spend so much more time trying to get to know you and get to know your personality and like understand who you are. Whereas if you do it consciously, first of all, you can be really strategic about it. And then you're also helping them like, oh, I see what the person is about. I see that the way they talk or the way they are and what they're highlighting, and that's what they're offering is exactly what I need.
You're listening to Marketed by AHBC Group.
Hello and welcome to Marketed, the podcast that inspires and guides authentic entrepreneurs to build the soulful brand of their dreams and lead a purpose-driven business. I'm Annie-Louise Chavin, the host of this podcast and the founder and brand builder-in-chief at AHBC Group, a branding agency based in Miami, Florida. So today we're going to be talking about, drumroll please, branding, but with a twist this time as we are discussing personal branding. With today's episode, I wanted to bring you my perspective as a branding specialist when it comes to personal branding, because I think it can really apply to everyone, whether you work in branding, whether you have a brand that you're building, or you're just an individual and you're trying to either promote your brand and you also need to appear professional and you have your own personal brand, or you're just someone that is maybe looking for a job or currently in a position, but you need to also have some sort of a personal brand for your business. And whether you think you do need or not to have a personal brand, like you have a personal brand, whether it's something that is conscious or not. And so it might as well be something that is well thought of and that you plan and kind of really craft consciously. Still, you need to be authentic because that is your brand. So it's basically yourself, but you want it to be also super clear because especially online, people don't have like 2 hours to try to get to know you and to know your personal brand. I want you to have like a good understanding of the topic and of course leave with some actionable tips. So first of all, what is personal branding? Basically, super simple, personal branding is how you present yourself, usually as a professional, so in a professional context. And today we're going to talk mostly about it online. So you can always also refer to it as like in person, but mostly it's going to be online because a lot of people that you are going to meet the first point of contact is going to be online or like on paper. But even for a job search, we don't even do like paper resumes, but that's something like it's not yourself meeting the person necessarily, but everything you can also apply to if you were to meet the person like in real life. Basically, it's your brand, but as yourself as a person. So think of it as you're building a brand and you're doing this and that for your brand. And you kind of need to go through the same stuff, but as a person for yourself. So it can feel really awkward because you're just going to think, oh, I just need to like be my authentic self. And we'll see that in some areas and like in all areas, you do need to be your authentic self. But as people don't necessarily have so much time to get to know you, especially when it's online. Let's say you're looking for a job or you want to get that specific client or contract. People don't know and don't need to know all of the facets of you. So you want to be strategic about what you're going to highlight about yourself and your personal brand so it truly makes an impact. So first, you want to basically approach it like branding a business. And so you want to start with strategy as always. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot, but that's true. That's what we would do for a brand. We always begin with strategy. So in strategy, there are three things. why, what, and how. So basically, if you haven't listened to the brand foundation episode, you should. That's for your brand, and that is like now for personal branding, a simplified version for you as a person. So number one, be really, really clear about your why. So you want to make sure you know your purpose and that you can clearly articulate it. So on my end, I recently did this great workshop with a coach in Miami. I will leave her info in the description. And that was an Ikigai workshop. So basically, it's something that helps you define your why. And so I can read you a piece of mine, which is to share my creative fire to put projects in motion that will have a positive impact on the world. So, and it takes like a few sessions to come to all that. And basically how it works is it's the intersection of what you like doing, what you're good at doing, what the world needs, and what you can be paid to do. And basically, that is your why in this approach and with this framework. So super, super interesting. Either if you don't know what you want to do and what your purpose is, or if you kind of know, and like for me, I feel like really good in my job, but it's really good to help articulate it actually. And so you'll see that for my business, AHBC Group, the tagline is Soulful Brands for the Authentic Entrepreneur. So everything is kind of linked together and makes sense with each other. So yeah, number one, your why. Number two is your message, so what you are saying. And you want to be really smart here and keep the focus on one message. So for instance, for us, I have all of these skills, but I want to really focus on the broader message of what do I help people achieve and what's the number one main skill that you're really highlighting that can encapsulate all of the others. So for me, it's branding. I could say, oh, I do design and websites and social media, but that's a lot to, and that's more like the what you're doing. So you can give a few examples, but if you have to pick just one, it's branding. And so try to be really as focused as you possibly can with your message and to always also share a message that falls within that one thing that you're highlighting about yourself and your personal brand and what makes you special. So because sometimes, and it might feel weird once again, because you feel like you're constantly repeating the same stuff over and over again, but keep in mind that people are not like over here refreshing your Instagram profile or your LinkedIn account and reading every single word you're writing or everything you're saying on all of your platforms. And if you're kind of scattered and you post like once or twice a week and it's always about a different topic, nothing really sticks. I feel like it's a very strange comparison, but like you remember the things that your mom used to say when you were younger, and there's like maybe like this one thing, like my mom always used to say this specifically, and that's what sticks with you. You don't need to say things in the exact same way, but you want to make sure that your message is really consistent, exactly like you would for a brand. Like, we're doing this better than the others. That's our main value proposition. That's our added value, our competitive advantage, whatever, what makes us different. And so we're really focusing on that and doubling down on that in all our communications. So yeah, that's number two in your strategy, your message. And number three in your strategic part of your personal branding will be your brand voice. So basically we have why you're doing what you're doing, your purpose. Second, what you are saying. And number three is how you are saying it. So basically for a person and for personal branding, it would be what are the values that you want to convey and how do you want your personality to appear. And here, I want to be really clear that you want to be really authentic and be yourself and not try to like play this persona or like build a character. That's not what we're doing. But you want to make sure that you appear in a way that is relevant to the context where you are personal branding yourself. So probably if you are, I don't know, a beauty or lifestyle influencer, your personal brand will be different. The tone and the brand voice will be different than if you're a doctor and you're sharing articles and your research on LinkedIn, let's say. Your brand voice is going to be really different. So it's going to still be authentic to yourself, but maybe as a lifestyle influencer, you would be as you are yourself with friends and family. Whereas as a doctor, you're presenting yourself online on a professional context as you would be with people at your work, basically. So that's still you, but you don't interact in the same way with different audiences. So basically it should be you, but think smartly about who am I talking to and what is the context. So, and it always helps to try to think and imagine as if it were an in-person interaction for those. That's it for the strategy. So just know, what is your purpose? What is your message? And how you are saying the things that you are saying? What's your brand voice? And all the combination of all of these things will make you really unique and basically be your personal brand. So that's, yeah, for the strategic part, if we were to say and compare it to branding an actual brand. And then one thing that I really want to emphasize here is that, with no surprise, if we're thinking about checking someone's LinkedIn profile, let's say you're a recruiter, you're hiring someone, the first thing that pops up and the first impression is based on the visuals. So you want to be really smart once you have the strategy. You need to be really smart and thoughtful about your picture. And it's not about like, oh, I love myself, I'm gonna like take a picture and look really cute. It's also about making sure that the photography that you have on your profiles online, on your resume, whatever it may be, and the message and the brand voice are all really cohesive. You don't also want to appear like, let's say, if it were for my personal brand, for instance, I always try to be really authentic in the sense that it is something that is professional, but I'm quite like friendly with my clients. We have a professional relationship, but I'm not trying online to appear like I have a huge company and this many employees and we're doing this and that. And the processes are super complicated because I also, in the business that I run and myself with my clients, I am very approachable and accessible and I try to be available to them. So I'm not trying to appear more serious or more like achieving more than I currently am, because that also wouldn't be authentic. I still write posts and post about stuff in a professional manner, but that is still super accessible because that's the way I am with my clients. So whenever I talk even about branding or subjects that I am a specialist in, I always try to explain it and basically put myself in the shoes of the person receiving the message, because they don't know, and that's why they hire me. They don't know much about it, and like there's lots of talks and like stuff, you know, about branding, etc., and marketing that you hear and listen to online. And sometimes like people don't know like the jargon and stuff, and I used to think, and I didn't really do that at first, and I would I don't know, say a word, like even in webinars, I would say, oh, that's for B2B and SEO, and people would always ask me. And for me, it would seem logical. So I always try to now make sure that I explain, and the recurring questions that I have, I make sure I always explain, because I don't want to seem like superior to them. Like the idea is like I have more knowledge in this specific topic, but it's only helpful to them and they can only make smart choices and decisions with their brand if they understand it. I can recommend stuff and I can help them with that, but they need to be able to have the keys to understand it, and they don't have the time basically to get a master's degree, and that's why I did that for them. And I'm now explaining them and just the things that are relevant to their brand and to the decisions they need to make at that time. Basically, we kind of got sidetracked, but be really smart and strategic about photography. And that's where I will say, make sure that you invest in at least one good headshot. And yeah, I remember when we used to have those classes at university, at my business school, about like, oh yeah, your LinkedIn profile photo, like, don't be at a party, don't be drunk on your picture, like, don't be with other people, or like, make it on a white background. And it's actually really, really hard to take a good picture that not only has the correct background lighting, etc., outfit, like, you need to think about so many things, and it needs to be like, okay, quality wise. And you could do, I remember the first ones, like I used to have my mom take them like in front of a wall, and you're like, okay, looks good enough, but like you have to try so hard. And when now the experience, when I do it with a photographer, so if you follow me on Instagram, you know about Leah, she's the amazing photographer that I work with, and she's a personal branding photographer and portrait photographer here in Miami. I will also link her info if you want to book a session with her. And yeah, the experience is so, so different, because not only is the picture good in terms of like technicalities, so like the backgrounds, the lighting, everything, but she really helps clients. Basically, she's like, what values do you want to convey? What aspects of your personality do you want to showcase here? And she's actually really good at seeing different aspects of your personality that are still relevant to your personal brand, capturing all of those. And you can basically choose what you share on which platforms and on like in which area of business. So for instance, I know for myself, we did like a huge photo shoot with an outfit and backgrounds and stuff. And I know that some of the stuff is also helping and helpful and helping me and people kind of know what we're talking about just because of the visual, because I will use like this specific set and outfit only when I talk about social media. So instantly, even if you don't notice it and it's not conscious, this picture with the phone or like this series of pictures is about social media. And I think that's a really smart thing to do and really great to have someone that can help you do that. And yeah, I would definitely, definitely invest in professional photography. And then you also want to make sure that you use it and you leverage it well on your socials. So for LinkedIn, update the LinkedIn profile photo, and for other social media platforms as much as you need, and especially if you're in a business where you're the brand. So like I'm thinking about, I don't know, like coaches, chefs, therapists, realtors, you kind of need more photos and more content of yourself. And so you want to make sure that you use them properly. So I think we can wrap up, and that's it for today's episode. Really simple, but sometimes I know that we don't necessarily take the time to do all that stuff. And also it can seem a bit awkward. It's like talking about yourself and like highlighting yourself, and you don't really want to do that, but actually try to look at it in a way that is more like you're helping people get to know you quicker. And actually, if you don't do the work yourself, you're kind of expecting people that are coming across your profile, whatever, you're expecting people otherwise to do the work and spend so much more time trying to get to know you and get to know your personality and like understand who you are. Whereas if you do it consciously, first of all, you can be really strategic about it. And then you're also helping them, like, oh, I see what the person is about. I see that the way they talk or the way they are and what they're highlighting, and that's what they're offering is exactly what I need, whether it's in terms of skills, of attitude for a job, of personality, of like just presenting yourself. Everything really matters. And actually people, you know, they think of yourself when you come across a profile, you don't spend that much time even reading the about section. Like, probably you just look at the picture, you read the two first lines of the about section or the bio. You don't even click on read more if that's not compelling enough, because we just don't have that much time. So try to like just do it, and that's probably stuff that you would know, but I hope that this kind of gave you a framework and a structure to try to do it and like review your about section or your bio in a way that is strategic and smart and will still be really authentic to yourself. And if you don't have professional photography yet, really, really get at least one headshot. Yeah, make sure you get one professional headshot at the very least, if not more. And also make sure that you update your pictures frequently, because we change like haircuts and styles, and you don't want your picture today like 2 years or more, even is already too much and it's not really relevant anymore. So I try to do it like once a year or twice a year. I think once a year is a good, is good. I think that's it. Thank you for listening to Marketed. I am your host, Anne, and I hope this episode brought you value. If you enjoyed the episode, it would mean a lot if you could take a few minutes to rate and review the podcast and follow along on Instagram at AHBC Group, so we can stay in touch and so you can let us know if there's a specific topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Thank you so much.